Just when you think it couldn't get much worse, things get darker and much more perverse. Our tale takes it one step further and serves up a taste of rape and murder. For the most lamentable recipe, preheat your oven 400 degrees. Drain the blood, trim the meat, strip the hide. Grind the bones down to powder, set the fat aside. Simmer the meat in blood to a malt. Bring to a boil with pepper and salt. Mix vigorously with anger and hate. Turn off the flame when the spoon stands up straight. Oh, what a show of sorrow, tragedy, horror, and death. Maybe the sun will come out tomorrow, but baby, don't hold your breath. Baby, don't hold your breath. Lay out the goth fat flat on some flour, mix with the bones that you ground down to powder. Roll out the dough, but not spread too thin. Knead it all into a large pie tin. Pour in the stew of blood and meat. Cover with dough and place in the heat. Let it cook for a good 90 minutes. Remove when the boiling blood starts to spit. Oh, what a show of sorrow, tragedy, horror, and death. Maybe the sun will come out tomorrow, but baby, don't hold your breath. No, 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 baby, don't hold your breath.
And now, clear your throats. The Vinyakam receive the blood, and when they are dead, we go grind their bones to powder small. And with this hateful liquor temperate, in that taste let their vile heads be baked. Come, come, be our own officials to make this banquet, which I wish may prove more stern and bloody than the centaur's feast. So now bring them in, for I'll play the cook, and see them ready against their mother comes. Music has
garnish with a toenail of sun. Slice and serve cold on a dish for mom. Oh, what a show of sorrow, tragedy, horror, and death. Maybe the sun will come out tomorrow, but baby, don't hold your breath.